All right, guys, so we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. We're going to look at 24 verses. And this is kind of like wrapping it up, okay? So he's going to wrap up his letter. If you remember now, what we've been talking about is from the very beginning of the letter, he starts addressing issues, problems with them. If you go all the way back, it's their divisions. They're fighting among themselves. And it's based on them following one leader versus another, okay? And he says that's wrong. Is Christ's body divided? Then he goes into several things about a brother who's in sin because he's having an incestuous relationship with his stepmother. He then goes on from there to talk about the issue of marriage and singleness. He goes from there to talk about the issue of food offered to idols and can you eat that steak because it was offered in the temple of Zeus and so forth. And he gets... He's always talking about everything has to be for the benefit of the church. And so he talks about spiritual gifts. We've gotten into the issue of the resurrection. We've spent several weeks there. So now he's going to give some final instructions and wrap it up. Okay? Wrap it up. So let's look at it together. We're going to look, first of all, he's going to give some instructions concerning the offering. Okay? The offering. So let's look at verses 1 to 4. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so you are also are to do. On the first day of every week, each of you has to put something aside and store it up, as he may prosper, so that there is no collecting when I come. And when I arrive, I will send those whom you accredit by letter to carry your gift to Jerusalem. If it seems advisable that I should go also, they will accompany me. All right, so let's take a look at this. So he's going to talk about offering. Now, let me explain something to you. The offering here is a little bit different than this worship offering that we have like in our church, okay? The offering has to do with, at this time in, I think this is AD 50-something, the church in Jerusalem was basically starving. They were not doing well as far as taking care of themselves. There was a famine in the area, and so there was a need in Jerusalem for the believers there. And so Paul, among the Greek churches throughout Asia Minor and Greece, is encouraging them to take an offering to help what is the prominent church at the time, which is in Jerusalem. So he's given some instructions here, and we can glean some things for that for us here, okay? So we're going to talk about that. So Paul is giving them the same instructions that he gave to the Galatian churches. So he's not telling them anything different. He wants them to understand what he's about to tell them is what he's been telling every other church. He's trying to set a standard of practice, okay? A standard of practice. Now, why do you think he's got to do that? Why do you think he's got to make sure, because he's talking about money now, why do you think he's got to make the point here to say that I'm telling this to the other churches as well? Okay, Brad, you're saying so that they don't feel like they're being singled out in some way, like there's some special instructions for them versus everybody else, okay? Anybody else with a thought? Why would that be helpful then to... Say, what I'm telling you is the same that I'm telling all the other churches. Okay, so it'll be a whole lot easier, okay, for them. Because when you talk about money and people asking you for money, what's the natural response to that? Are you just trusting? Is that a natural response to trust people who want to take your money? Yes, and are you asking me more, or is this an equal thing? Do you understand? So he's right off the bat trying to lay down an atmosphere of trust, okay? He's trying to lay down an atmosphere of trust. And I think that's a pretty good thing, right? Because let's be honest, what's one of the number one complaints about churches among the unbelievers? Oh, they want your money. That's right, Denny. I mean, I remember when I first became a believer, I had family members saying, why are you doing that? All they want is your money. know what I'm saying? And so that's the perception outside. That's a wrong perception, but that's the perception. And so sometimes you have to be at ease, and I think it's if you're up front and giving as much information as possible, that helps, right? And Paul's starting that. He's doing that right off the bat here. He instructs them to gather the offering on the first day of the week. Now, what's the first day of the week? Sunday, at the time when they gather for worship. Yeah. Well, what did you say, Mike?
I just said Saturday.
No, no, we're Christians now, so the first day of the week would be Sunday, okay? Because that's the Sabbath you're talking about. That's you were close. So, yeah, Sunday. So when they gather on the Lord's Day, they're to take this offering, okay? They were not to collect the offering when he comes. Now, did you notice that in the passage? He says, don't take this when I'm there. Now, why do you think he's doing that? Oh, that's good, Danny. So, all right, did you hear what Danny said? You guys hear what? He said he doesn't want them to think that the reason why he's there is to collect offerings. Okay? Because it has to do with credibility. Do you understand what I'm saying? It has to do with credibility. I remember years ago I had a friend who was a pastor, and they brought in an evangelist to preach at their big church. And they were giving him a big love offering as a church. Well, back then, some of the evangelists would have singers with them. They'd bring somebody in, and he would sing, and then the preacher would get up and preach. And the singer kept saying, well, after I sing, then we can take the offering. And the pastor said, no, 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 I told you we're not taking any offering. We're not taking any offering. We're already giving you a lot anyhow. We're not going to take another offering. And the guy was fighting with him about it in this meeting. And he said, no, 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 you don't understand. We're already giving you a lot. We're not going to be doing, and so what kind of impression when you have that kind of thing going on where somebody's arguing with you, what's it about with them? Money, right? Yeah. That wouldn't happen in church, would it? No, never, Brad says, right? If that kind of thing, sadly. So Paul is trying to establish right up front, this isn't about me and me getting your money. This is about for others. And we're going to do this above board. And he said, don't collect it when it comes. Now, here's what they were to do. They were to select someone they trust to carry the gift to Jerusalem. Now, think about that. So, let's say I'm the apostle. I'm coming, okay, I'm sending a letter to Kerwinsville Christian Church, and I'm saying to them, all right, I want you to gather all the funds you can. We're going to use it. Now, don't gather it when I'm there, but somehow you're going to get it to me so I can take it. That still would leave a big question mark, right? But if I'm saying to you, you select somebody among you that you trust and let him carry it, or individuals carry it, that would ease your mind, making sure that the money got where you knew it was supposed to go, right? So Paul is doing that right up front. He's saying, select someone, okay? Now, it's possible, Paul says, it is possible that Paul would accompany the representative. He wasn't sure if he would be able to go with them, but he might go with them. So I want you to realize that. Now, let me just talk for a moment here. Look at what it says here. I forgot this in my notes. Notice what he says in verse 2. On the first day of every week, each of you is to put something aside and store it up. How much is something? He didn't give an amount. He didn't say 10%, did he? He didn't say 50. He just said, each of you is to what? Give something as you determine, right? Now, he's already talked about that earlier when he talked about finance. Now, what's the implication here for us when it talks about giving? Who's in charge of the giving? And how much do you give? Yeah, it's based on your heart and what the Lord leads you to give, right? Isn't that what you see here in this passage? Okay. So Paul is making sure here, if you notice with his instructions, he's making sure that the whole issue of money is separate from what? His ministry, but it's for a purpose, right? It's for taking care of the saints and the believers in Jerusalem, okay? In Jerusalem. So now look, when we look with me at verses 5 through 12, and we're going to see concerning some future visits, okay? He's going to talk about going and visiting them, okay? He says, I will visit you after passing through Macedonia, for I intend to pass through Macedonia. And perhaps I will stay with you and even spend the winter so that you may help me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not want to see you now just in passing. I hope to spend some time with you, if the Lord permits. But I will stay in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a wide door of effective work has opened for me, and there are many adversaries. When Timothy comes, see that you put him at ease among you, for he is doing the work of the Lord as I am. So let no one despise him. Help him on his way in peace, that he may return to me, for I'm expecting him with the brothers. Okay, so let's take a look. There's some things we can learn from this instructions, okay? You can say, oh, I mean, normally if we read through that, just kind of blow through it. Oh, it's just final instructions, whatever. It has nothing to do with me. But there are some things we can learn here, okay? So first of all, the time of the visit. He plans to visit them when he travels through Macedonia.